my computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Holiday Computer Corner.
It's not a holiday. Well, I guess Monday is kind of a holiday. It's more of a day of remembrance.
The song.
Right.
Madonna. If you have any questions at all about those crazy emails you're getting, that we call them spam scams, and you're getting them, you know you are. And if you click on those links without knowing what you're getting yourself into, you probably are doing things to your machine that you don't realize you're doing, and you end up with spyware, adware, Trojans, all kinds of stuff in your machine because you just clicked on a link.
If it sounds too good to be true, you can't really add 4 inches by reading someone's book.
You mean by clicking on a link?
Well, that actually you can.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, check out all the resources we have about all the different possibilities of how you can be taken advantage of and how you can protect yourself at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and check out all of this today's offerings, including the Geek Speak of the Week and a Download of the Week. So shall we try to squeeze a couple more in here?
Absolutely. Let's see if we can get Bill with a compact who has spyware that keeps coming back again and again and again and again.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, huh, Bill?
Yes. I cannot get rid of it. I mean, I'll get on a site and it bombards me from just every direction. I can't even function within.
Well, when you say time. Get rid of it, how are you attempting to get rid of it?
Okay. This is what I'm doing. I run SpyBot and Adaware.
Okay.
And I can do it every time, and they'll find like 70, 80 things. It didn't used to be like that. I don't know. It just all of a sudden happened like this.
Yeah, you've been infected by something far worse than what SpyBot and Adaware are going to be able to get rid of.
The only thing that worked was I downloaded Mozilla, and when I use Mozilla, everything works fine, except when I go to do if I go to a Microsoft site,
right,
it switches me back
to your Internet Explorer browser. That's because
Explorer, and then it starts all over again.
Yeah, it's been hijacked. It's been infected. How technical are you?
I'm not very technical.
Okay, well,
I can figure it out.
Well, you got to be careful because the technical tool that we also have listed on our website, along with AdAware and SpyBot, is a program called CW Shredder.
Uh huh.
But you got to be careful because you're messing with the registry at a very core level here, and if you remove things and you don't know what they are, you could cause lots of damage to your computer.
The tools Excellent. That you've used so far are good for average to easy infections, but when you get bad infections of spyware and adware, unless you're real technical, you probably need to seek out the help of a technical friend or someone that you're going to pay to take care of this kind of stuff, because it gets pretty bad pretty quick, and you can make it worse in a hurry by trying to fix it sometimes.
You might want to look at it and see if you're comfortable with the CW Shredder program. I mean, it's a free download.
And that's on your site?
Yeah, if you go to datadoctors.com, you'll see a yellow ribbon that says Seal of Approval.
Uh-huh.
If you click on that, all of our recommendations for spam, for spyware, for adware, for all that stuff, all the tools that we recommend you use, and more importantly, all the stuff we recommend you stay away from, that's all listed on one page.
Excellent.
And with a direct link to all the stuff and tells you whether it's free or a trial version or whatever it is.
So they can do that to your computer even though you don't allow cookies or anything?
They didn't do it to your computer, most likely, there, Bill. You probably did it to your computer without realizing it.
Yeah, it's and just who are they anyway?
Right. Okay. But I mean,
yeah, there are
on a site.
There are a number of ways you can get infected. If you don't have a totally patched system, meaning that you don't have all the latest updates from Microsoft,
which I don't.
If you don't, then you can actually be a victim of what's called drive-by downloads. You literally, by visiting a website, while you're watching that page come up, in the background, it's shoving a bunch of stuff into your computer so that it can take advantage of you. Like hijack your browser. I mean, all those kinds of things. So all the things that we talk about on the show week after week after week about keeping the operating system up to date, keeping your antivirus software up to date, a good firewall. You have to have all these. There's not an option anymore. You have to have these things if you're going to connect to the internet. And if you don't, then you're going to end up in the situation you're in now. And now you're faced with, you're either going to have to spend a lot of time or money to get this thing cleaned up.
Sure.
All right. So, you know, learn from this and get all these tools and get yourself protected and be paranoid of every website, every email, everybody you get in contact with except for us.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Bill.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care, Bill. For anyone else out there, check it out, datadoctors.com. All of our recommendations, top left-hand corner, right below our logo, it says seal of approval. It's yellow ribbon.
It's big and it's yellow. You cannot miss it.
Unless you're colorblind.
Let's see if we can squeeze Tom with an HP in, who has the last word here on the computer corner.
You have a firewall question, Tom?
Yes, I do.
What can we do for you?
After weeks of watching that, my updates pop up telling me I got a critical download, I finally did Service Pack 2 for XP.
Okay.
And one of the things was a new firewall. I guess,
yes.
An upgraded firewall.
Correct.
I've always run Zone Alarm.
Okay.
And the free version.
All right.
I'm just wondering, any recommendations between the two?
Did you already get Service Pack in?
Yes, I got the Service Pack in.
And you still have Zone Alarm working?
No, I turned it off.
You turned it off. Okay. It's really, I mean, is this the only machine on your network, or is it?
No, I have another machine that I still have Zone Alarm on.
Okay. Do you also have a hardware router?
Yes.
Okay. So really, the majority of what this software is going to do for you is really tell you if something's trying to go out, like use your machine to contact the internet. Zone Alarm is going to do a better job of that than the XP firewall.
Okay.
But you've got, as far as the firewall portion of things, you've got two layers of protection besides Zone Alarm already. You've got the broadband router, which is a pretty good basic layer, and the firewall built into Windows, which is an excellent firewall that Windows has come up with there. The only extra thing you're getting out of Zone Alarm is that if you had gotten some kind of infection or something malicious happened on your machine, and it was trying to go out and infect other machines or to report back, Zone Alarm will tell you about it. In some understandable way, much easier than anything else that's in your machine currently. So,
well, great.
So yeah, I mean, if you like the way Zone Alarm is working, you can disable XP's firewall and turn the Zone Alarm back on. Obviously, anytime you do that, now you're bringing a third party application in, and in most cases, it's not a problem. But again, that's always, you know, down the road, if you start to have a problem, that becomes the question mark. Well, is it because of my Zone Alarm?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you got to kind of weigh out all those things and decide what's
no
the most important.
There's no easy answer, one size fits all here.
If you're not that worried about stuff and you just want to just then leave it alone the way it is now, leave Zone Alarm off and leave the XP firewall on. If you're one of those inquiring minds got to know kind of guys,
right,
then you'll probably want Zone Alarm.
The other thing that I noticed with this new service pack is my picture viewer. It used to be I double clicked on a picture file and it went right into the Microsoft, which seemed a lot easier to navigate with. And now when I double-click on a file, it goes back to my old default picture software.
Well, you can change that. You can make it whatever you'd like.
Oh, just in the old way of
program? You can right-click and say open with.
Oh, okay.
And then choose the program you want and make sure and check, use this program from now on. So you can change it back to the Windows picture view or whatever you like.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You betcha. Great way to end, Tom. Thank you for that call. Question about firewalls, I think a lot of people have, and that's really the point of this show, folks. Every week we've been here for 11 years trying to basically have people like Tom and Jim and these guys coming on telling us all the stuff that ails them, and then you learn from their mistakes.
That's the way it works. If you missed any part of our scam, spam, and hitting the fan show, you can check out all the resources and all the links at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll around. You'll find things there. If between now and next week you have things that are bothering you, you can always email us right there from our website at datadoctors.com. Again, you click on the radio show section and click the links that say ask a question or make a suggestion.
Or even better, we've got 15 stores anywhere in the valley. Just tell them the guys on the radio said, just I could bring my machine down. You could show me some stuff, you know, what's wrong with my machine or whatever. We'd do a free little checkup for you.
Yeah, I think it's 16 because we opened up an Anthem now, too.
16! Anthem's open. Yeah, okay. So just about anywhere in the valley. Just if you're frustrated and don't know what's going on, you just want some free advice, you can take your machine to any of the locations as well. So hopefully one of those resources will help you and yours when it comes to your computer and technology. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and Brandon Disney reminding you,
if it ain't broke,
do not fix it.
Hey, Chad, say bye.
Bye.